This is VOA News. At VOA Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Search and rescue operations entered day six Tuesday in Surfside, Florida, in the rubble of the partially collapsed apartment building that came down on Thursday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Tuesday, quote, "We have people waiting and waiting and waiting for news. We have them coping with the news that they might not have their loved ones come out alive. That's still hope against hope that they will. This is the kind of information that is just excruciating for everyone." So far, 11 people are confirmed to have died, with another 150 still reported as missing in what authorities are calling a search and rescue operation, despite no one being found alive since just hours after the 12-floor, 156-unit tower collapsed last Thursday. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will visit the scene on Thursday. Rescue teams reportedly were working around the clock, slowly picking through the rubble and twisted metal using dog teams, cranes, and infrared scanners. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials at the news briefing all promised a thorough investigation into the cause of the building's structural failure. The United States House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on a new committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. As proposed, the new committee would have 13 members and the power to subpoena the witnesses, according to legislation released by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The effort comes after Senate Republicans blocked the formation of an independent bipartisan commission to probe the attack, in which hundreds of former President Donald Trump's supporters violently broke into the Capitol building. This is VOA News. Rebels in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region warned on Tuesday their troops would seek to destroy the capabilities of Ethiopian and Eritrean forces, despite the Ethiopian government's declaration of a unilateral ceasefire in the region. The Ethiopian government announced the ceasefire on state media late Monday, saying it would take effect immediately. The announcement came after nearly 8 months of conflict in the region. It also came as troops from Tigray's former governing party entered the regional capital, Mekelle, prompting cheers from residents. A spokesman for the Tigrayan forces battling Ethiopia's government warned on Tuesday that the rebel Tigray defense forces would enter neighboring Eritrea and Ethiopia's Amhara region to pursue enemy forces if necessary. That warning came in an interview with Reuters news agency. Later Tuesday, a senior member of Tigray's regional government told the New York Times that Tigray's leadership is committed to weaken or destroy the capabilities of the Ethiopian and Eritrean armies. VOA journalists in Mekelle said they have not seen Ethiopian soldiers in the city since Sunday. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been ordered to spend 15 months in jail after failing to appear before an inquiry looking into the numerous corruption scandals during his presidency. The country's constitutional court handed down the sentence Tuesday after finding him guilty of contempt of court. The High Court ordered Zuma to surrender to police within 5 days. The court ordered the 79-year-old Zuma earlier this year to appear before a special inquiry investigating wide-ranging allegations of looting of state-owned businesses and government departments during his 9-year tenure between 2009 and 2018. Zuma has denied the charges and has steadfastly refused to cooperate with the inquiry. A spokeswoman for the United Nations Weather Agency, the WMO, on Tuesday called the heat wave hitting the United States Pacific Northwest exceptional and dangerous and warned it could last another 5 days. The spokeswoman, speaking from Geneva, Switzerland, said Western Canada has seen extreme heat as well. Lytton, British Columbia, set Canada's all-time high temperature Sunday with 46.6 degrees Celsius, only to see it broken less than 24 hours later, hitting 47.9 degrees Celsius on Monday. The WMO says the extreme heat is caused by an atmospheric blocking pattern, which has led to a heat dome. That's a large area of high pressure trapped by low pressure on either side. The organization said the temperatures would likely peak earlier this week on the coast and by the middle of the week in the interior of British Columbia. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.